Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. New York. Inside the 9 o'clock hour on The Fan. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. I mean, the first 2 hours were pretty much full of Juan Soto conversation, and I'd much rather this be the 24/7 home of Juan Soto conversation instead of Aaron Rodgers or Zach Wilson or even Daniel Jones or Pete Alonso, for that matter. We can do this Juan Soto conversation. We're literally going to do this all year, right? Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, I hope that conversation dies. You can't convince me that this new regime in year three, with their vision of what they're trying to build, right? They paid the guys that they want to keep. They paid Daniel Jones and didn't want to keep him. They defaulted into that. But I mean, like, they gave Andrew Thomas money. They gave Dexter Lawrence money. Guys that they didn't draft. But it's now time for them to build their own. 877-337-6666. The stars have aligned for Daniel Jones to play this year, which the Giants aren't winning anything. Newsflash, they're not winning anything this year. I can say that confidently. You can record this. You can screenshot it. They're not winning the division. They're not going on to win playoff games and go to the Super Bowl. This is an actual, like, transition year. And you got to just go ahead and realize that, like, paying a running back, what is that doing for you? It makes you feel better that you keep your own. Like, no. You let that guy go, right? Are Titans fans calling into whatever the radio station is in Tennessee talking about, we got to bring back Derrick Henry? No. The ship has sailed. Thanks for the memories. Never won anything with you. Got to the playoffs, won some divisions, but all in all, having Derrick Henry and paying him didn't result in them actually hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy. That's what the Giants are about, right? The Giants have won Super Bowls. They're trying to have their fifth Super Bowl sooner rather than later. As we talk about the teams in New York ending the drought, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane want to be the guys to do that. And if you're going to do that, you need to have your own quarterback. It starts with the quarterback. You can draft Malik Nabers. He's only going to be as good as the quarterback throwing him the ball. You can draft Joe Alt, but, like, Joe Alt can't score you any points. Joe Alt can't drive you down the field to win you a game. Joe Alt's got to block his man. And I don't think he's going to be there at six anyway. I don't think you should be using a six overall pick on another offensive lineman if you're the Giants. Walter's in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Walter, you're on the Fan.
Well, I kind of agree with the high school football coach that was on. I know it goes against what you're saying, but it all starts up front.
I agree. If anybody agrees on the Fan that you need an offensive line, I know the difference between having one and not having one. I agree. But we're specifically talking about where the Giants are right now with that number six pick, with the contract that they had to give Daniel Jones last year. I mean, it's a deeper draft for offensive linemen. There are also some good offensive linemen available in free agency. You can solve the problem without using another top 10 pick on an O-lineman.
But if the O-lineman is valuable, then why don't you? You can't fall into a trap, oh, it didn't work. with, let's say, Evan Neal. But we can't do
Eric
it again.
Flowers. Yeah, I mean,
but
Joe,
if you're falling into a trap, doesn't mean that's going to happen all the time.
No, it doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time.
You've got to get better at scouting.
Yeah, but also you in getting better in scouting, which Shane and Dable have said that they've done more work on this draft than the prior two drafts that they've been here for. In doing that work, you have your eye on a guy you can get in round 2, 3, 4 to come in and help that offensive line. There's not going to be that many quarterbacks available in this league where the quarterback is everything. You draft Patrick Mahomes, you trade up to draft Patrick Mahomes, you change your franchise forever.
Look at the Super Bowl where Patrick Mahomes didn't have his two starters on the offensive line. And look at the game. The game that they lost.
And look at what they did to change that around him. And the last 2 years, I mean, he still didn't have that great of an offensive line. He's great enough to overcome it. This guy runs a lot. We always forget that he's a running quarterback as well. He's able to run. He's able to see where the defenders are and pick his spots. That offensive line wasn't all world. They had a lot of penalties. They had a lot of holds. They got lucky in the Super Bowl. They didn't call any holds. The reason that they are back-to-back Super Bowl champions is Patrick Mahomes. They went and got the right quarterback.
Right. Well, that doesn't happen every draft. We both know that. You played quarterback, right?
A little bit here and there. I got to be quiet about it on the fan, though. My detractors hate when I mention it. You know, I'm more Al Bundy to them than anything.
To me, that gives you insight. That gives you insight on the position.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I've been sacked a bunch of times. I had some rough days at the office behind offensive linemen. I had offensive linemen I wanted to literally fight on the field. Help me.
Hey, if they could get an offensive lineman in the second round, more power to him. I think that the center that they got last year, Schmidt, he did a decent job.
He'll be the starter this year.
Yeah, they basically told you when they fired the offensive line coach the day after the season ended. They were sending a message.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough.
Exactly. So,
but also Daniel Jones wasn't good enough. Thanks for the call, Walt. Daniel Jones, like, how many more years do you have to watch? What more do you need to see? At this point, it's not about having the tools. When we're talking about tools, we're talking about J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix and the tools. This guy's been in the league long enough. He's not going to get you where you're trying to go. You've got 1 year that you've got to pay him some $35 to $40 million, whatever it is exactly. And then you can opt out of it next year. They did that for a reason. They never loved him. He's not their man. He's not their guy. Brian Daboll is going to try and get his guy. You don't want to be picking 6 overall. You don't want to have a top pick. So use the top pick on someone that could potentially grow into the quarterback that changes your franchise. How many ways we got to say it? Pamela's up in the Bronx. What's up, Pam? You're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
I'm good. Hanging out.
That's cool. I want to tell you what you said is absolutely right. Daniel Jones sucks. I'm sorry.
I didn't say that.
He sucks, okay? Let's just be real here, okay? He can't throw for beans, okay? I mean, they waste their money on him, okay? And when it comes, and also Saquon Barkley, they didn't give him enough money. They only gave him like $10 million. I mean, come on. He could go somewhere else, okay?
And he might. Yeah, he very well might this offseason. He might decide, hey, I want to win. He wants to be in the playoffs. And somebody's going to throw him money where he's going to look at the back end of his career and say, I can maximize these next 3 years before I'm over the hill, over 30.
That's right, Keith. You know what's up.
I know it's hard to, you know, hear it from me because I'm a terrible Dallas Cowboys fan and everybody hates it, but I'm talking as a football fan.
That's what I'm talking about, Keith. You know, we clicking here. You know what I'm saying? We clicking, you know? But, you know, I mean,
Daniel Jones was a reach in the draft. Nobody else was drafting him that high. Daniel Jones, if they would have let him test free agency, hit the market, I don't know who else was giving him $40 million. They had to do it.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, it's like when I watch the game with Daniel Jones, I'm getting a little upset. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, and sometimes I can't even watch him.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, three and out. Oh, open receiver, can't get him the ball. Sack.
I know, and it's
he's
just
not
like,
proficient enough at the position, and he's been around long enough where he should be, and we can absolve him by saying he had different offensive coordinators, different head coaches, no offensive line. Uh-huh. At some point, you got to overcome these things, and he did for one year. He got his bag. Good for him. He's rich for life. But if the Giants think that they're going to return to being in the playoffs and winning Super Bowls, it ain't going to be with a guy that's got eight injuries in his first 5 years in the league. It's just not good for business to hit your wagon to Daniel Jones moving forward.
Yeah, and like Saquon Barkley, you know, they give him a little bit of money. So I say he goes somewhere else where he's appreciated. You know?
Yeah, he's appreciated here, Pam, but you know what it is? Shane and Dable also didn't draft him, and they're looking at the market, and they're saying, we're looking at the market. We're going to pay you as a running back. We're not paying you as his beloved running back of the Giants. We're in a market where, you know, all of these running backs are fighting for their money. They're not valued the same. We know that you're 30% of our offense, but, like, we're not going to pay you like you're 30% of our offense. We got to pay the quarterback because we don't want to start over right now, and Daniel Jones won us a playoff game, and I don't know. I think this is it.
I just hope if they keep him, give him the money that he wants.
They could. But I think somebody's gonna make him an offer that he can't refuse. Thanks for the call, Pam. 877-337-6666. Do you guys remember when the Giants played the 49ers and before, during, and after the game, the 49ers players were disrespecting Daniel Jones? There is a narrative going around the NFL that he didn't deserve the money that the Giants gave him. There was conversation, open conversation from players to reporters and online that they paid Daniel Jones, this guy. But, like, you know, that's when people were saying, like, where's Lamar Jackson's money? When's Joe Burrow going to get paid? Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and all those guys did get paid. But, like, Daniel Jones doesn't even command the respect of his peers. He barely has the respect of his teammates. Oh, I believe in Daniel Jones. It's almost like these guys are like, after talking, they talk up Saquon. And then when asked about Daniel Jones, it's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, Daniel Jones, we believe we could win with him. Yeah, he could do it. He's a good dog. He works hard. But you don't think he's a game breaker. You don't think he's a game changer. You don't think he's a guy that's actually going to be knocking off a Patrick Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson. Or even a Brock Purdy and the Niners. Like, the Niners disrespected him. I got to go pull up some of the quotes. The Niners almost had a chip on their shoulder going against the Giants. Like, this is a $40 million quarterback. We're going to show you that he's absolutely not. Lou is in Asbury Park on the fan. What's up, Lou?
Chief, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. You know, taking the calls. We're starting with the Soto stuff and then now Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and what they got to do. You know, we'll talk all around, you know, the hockey as well at some point and the NBA, but it's a five-hour show.
All right, real quick, I'm going to make three quick points about Saquon.
Okay.
And then I want to hear your thoughts about it. Number one, I don't understand why us Giants fans are glorifying a running back who literally in a 17-game season, okay, rushes for 55 yards a game. Okay, the 1,000-yard running back is 58 yards a game in today's game, okay? It's not impressive anymore, all right? And then we get all upset and all up in arms that we want to pay this guy $10, $12 million to literally run 50 yards a game because that's what he's on average for. Number two, the Giants made a huge mistake even the year that we drafted him, okay? They flip-flopped. What should have happened? We should have took Quentin Nelson with that first-round pick, okay? Mm-hmm. The best guard coming out of our RBC.
Jersey boy,
okay?
Yep.
Right in the Jersey Shore. And then we could have picked up Nick Chubb in round two.
Mm.
Instead, we went Saquon, and then we went Will Hernandez, who, you know, I don't even think he's
who Saquon game. Suggested that they grab because he benched well at the combine, and okay. The bench doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Okay, so right then and there, this Giant team could literally have Alan Faneca, the best guard of all time, which Quentin Nelson's going to, you know, be the best guard who ever played football, and Nick Chubb. And number three, the blueprint's right in front of us. The Giants have to draft a quarterback in the first round, okay, just like the Texans did. They have to hit on it because now you've got this guy, Stroud, you got DeMarco, the head coach,
D'Amico Ryan. Yeah.
D'Amico Ryan, and you have $60 million worth of cap space.
Oh, yeah.
The Giants brought back
Dalton Schultz.
I mean, they're probably going to sign Saquon. Saquon's probably going to be the icing on their cake when Saquon is our cake. That's not a good recipe on how to build a roster. We need a hard reset on everything, and I just want to hear your thoughts on things.
Yeah, it is a hard reset, and it's hard to do. Thanks for the call, Lou. It's literally hard to do. That's why I said it's so hard. I can't sing. But you know, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Yesterday, it was Saquon Barkley out of Penn State, number 2 overall. Saquon on the scene. Man, I've talked about this a bunch. When Saquon came on the scene, you had OBJ. Different. Because it was pick your poison. Who are you going to stop? You're going to stop OBJ on the outside? Or are you going to stop Saquon Barkley from running over? You can be more effective when you have a weapon. Have they put another weapon next to Saquon Barkley? Darren Waller. How'd that go? Man, it's time. It is time. If there ever was a time. And you think these guys don't know that? They're not listening to the fan. They're not listening to your calls. They're not listening to your Giants podcast. They're not reading your tweets. Saquon Barkley is a free agent. He's free to sign with whoever he wants. If it's the Eagles, it's the Eagles. So what? If it's the Cowboys, it's the Cowboys. So what? I think it's the Texans. But there's no reason to pay the running back. Especially if you didn't draft him. Move on. You have to build the team. And the number one thing that you need in building a team is a quarterback. And this is a quarterback-heavy draft at the top. It's also a draft where you can get some good offensive linemen later on and even some receivers. It's all right there. The writing is on the wall. The stars have aligned for the Giants to take their quarterback. If they can't draft up to get one of Drake May or Jaden Daniels, maybe they don't want Drake May or Jaden. Maybe they want Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, or even a Bo Nix. Okay, all three of those guys are good quarterbacks that I think with Brian Daboll as their coach, working with him every day and a year to sit behind Daniel Jones, they can be ready to come in next year in 2025 when they opt out of Daniel Jones' contract. And now you have a new young quarterback lighting up the league similar to a C.J. Stroud. It could happen. 877-337-6666, BRB.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm... Every day I'm hustling, man. Even when I'm not here, I'm putting in work somewhere. You might not see it, but I'm on the grind, homie. I barely got time, homie. I don't sleep much. Keep McPherson on the fan. Good to be back in another 5 hour KM to AM. We're halfway through. Yay, it's halftime. Halfway through. 2.5 hours down. 87-7. 33-7. A 6-6 and two more sixes. I'm going to introduce the conversation around the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Isaiah Hartenstein, Mitchell Robinson. Really, Josh Hart. Josh Hart is the man right now. I know they took an L yesterday, but you got to love Josh Hart. And you got to keep hope alive, go through some adversity, and hope that this team gets whole and they can still fulfill all of your hopes and dreams of getting to an Eastern Conference Finals and having another good playoff run. And I'm not going to be the host to tell you what they can or can't do. Teams get banged up every year, get hurt every year at the wrong time. Keep your fingers crossed that your team, the New York Knicks, is healthy when the playoffs come and the games matter the most. 877-337-6666. On the other side of town, the Brooklyn Nets, they're banged up. Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons. But hopefully Cam Thomas comes back. I really think they could use his scoring. As I was in there watching the game last night, I'm like, offensively, we just don't have enough going on. I saw, I think, Trendon Wofford just throw up a shot at the buzzer almost from half court. I'm like, they can't get anything going. Can't stand this team. N-E-T-S now end the season. It's all right. It is what it is. I was talking to Evan and Mike Biseglia. You'll hear Mike on the fan this weekend. Bad weather fans. They're taking the pod to the fan. Knicks and Nets talk. But I was saying to him last night, like, even though the Nets are trash, I try not to care, but I can't not care. I know too much to not care. I've rooted for the team too much to not care. I know the season is cooked. Do I want them to make the play-in? Sure. Do I want them to win in the play-in and make the playoffs? Sure. Do I expect them to be swept in the first round if they do that? Sure. But I just want to win, man. That's why I'm ready for baseball. That's why I wish opening day was tomorrow, because the season starts anew. And the Yankees go on their journey and their quest and their chase for 28. And the Mets just got to melt this year. This is a melt year for the Mets. They are just melting away dead money and contracts. And yeah, they're going to be melting when Juan Soto says, me no Met, me Yankee fan. My dad, my uncle, Yankee fan, me stay a Yankee forever. What are you talking about, Mets? Joe is in West Orange. Joe, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to tell you, I listen to all the shows on the fan, and I'll tell you, I love catching you. Probably one of the better shows on the fan. So I
depends
love,
who you ask.
Catching you.
I appreciate it. I'm glad when everyone calls and you know sings my praises. But every day I go home and I look at my phone and someone's like, this guy sucks. It's twofold. So for every good call that I get where someone's like, I like your show, I listen to all the shows, you're great. You can't get too high on it, right? You can't take the praise too much. You got to keep working. You got to keep hustling. You got to keep showing up and proving it because, you know, for every supporter, there's two detractors.
Well, I tell you, you do a great job, and I really enjoy listening to the show. In fact,
thank you, Joe.
You and I had spoken a couple of times. One when we had chatted about Steinbrenner and how we needed to sign Judge at the time when all that was going down. And so I just wanted to weigh in on this whole Juan Soto thing. And listen, I understand that Steve Cohen has truckloads of money he can throw, but I don't think Juan Soto is leaving the Yankees, man. Like, Yankees are going to be in on it, right? I mean, Steinbrenner is not, the Steinbrenners are not just going to say, oh, yeah, well, Steve Cohen's got more money, you know, to...
Who has Steve Cohen stolen away from anyone? Who has he lured away from anyone to Queens since he's been there? It's been 3 years now.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, so when you look at some of the players, right, I mean, who's he going to go play with? Like, I mean, like Francisco Lindor?
Brandon Nimmo.
Nimmo, he's going to go hang his hat for the next 8 or 10 years with Brandon Nimmo. I mean, Pete Alonso doesn't even know if he wants to be
He probably is. He's probably gone, to be honest with you. I was just reading an article about how Ryan Clifford could be the next Mets' next hard-hitting first baseman. They're already putting together a contingency plan.
I mean, when you look at the Yankees, right? You got and who knows what's going to happen, right? But I think every one of us is super excited. Right? You got potentially Spencer Jones, right? You got Dominguez. You have Judge. You have Volpe. Gleyber Torres is going to have a sick year because it's a walk year for him, right? And then now you're Juan Soto. And let's say all things equal, let's say plus or minus a couple million when you get to that point, right? You think he's going to go cross town and go play for a rebuild project?
No, it'd be foolish.
There's no way.
It would
no
look
way.
Super lame. It'd be so corny for him to just be like, I'm taking the most money. This guy offered me $100 million more. And I don't think it's going to be that much, but I think that's what it would have to take. We wouldn't be able to say he's a lame and corny for taking $100 million more. But if it's pretty close, it's not close at all. If the numbers are pretty close, it's not a close choice at all.
Yeah, I agree. And the one thing, and then I'll listen to the rest of the show. The one thing I think the Yankees have proven is that they knew that their brand was taking a hit, right, with all that flux with Judge, right? And that's why Steinbrenner from Italy called him, right?
Yes, sir.
So now he realizes, hey, listen, this brand, which is worth $7 billion, right? We got to put people in the seats. And that's what it is. So I think that they've had a come to Jesus moment internally, and I think you're going to start to see them spend. And I'll also say this real quick, and I'll get your thoughts, and then I'll stop talking. But I think too, the reason why, at least to a certain extent, right? Like Soto's going to get is definitely going to get his money. There's no doubt, right? But I think what you're seeing with Blake Snell right now, and Boris, and maybe Cashman, yep, and a couple others, right, is more about it's not necessarily anything to do with Blake Snell as much as it is bringing Boris down to earth when Soto's contract comes back up.
Yeah, humbling him. Baseball's Bond villain. Thank you for saying that, Joe. I've been saying that for weeks. You think Juan Soto wants to be hanging out when it's time to play? You think that Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery, who are pitchers, who need to ramp up, who need to be facing live batters, not, you know, ex-players that aren't, like, they need to be in games right now. Do you think they're wild about the fact that they're missing time because they signed with Scott Boris? No. Blake Snell probably like, man, we should have taken that first Yankees offer. So I say that about Pete Alonso as well. I love that when Pete Alonso took the mic for the first time at Mets camp this year, he said, I'm open to talking about an extension. This is where he wants to be. He doesn't want to leave the Mets. Scott Boris works for him. It's not the other way around. So I do expect Juan Soto to hit free agency, and I do expect them to play the game, but it ain't a long game. It's not going to take that long. Most of the teams in Major League Baseball can't even put a bid in for Juan Soto. And I think after he spends a year with the New York Yankees and the Yankees fans in New York City, it's just like, what are we talking about, bro? If he's choosing which side of New York he wants to be on, it would take a ton of money to go to the other side. 877-337-6666. I did a Saturday show a few weeks back, and I was waiting for one person to call with a logical thing that like could actually drive Juan Soto away from the Yankees. And it's this, and I forget the caller, but we kind of together came to it. And it's so far-fetched, I just don't think it's going to happen. But this is the only thing. The Yankees would have to be hurt again, lose a bunch of games, the clubhouse be toxic, the fans be toxic on top of that, and there be just a lot of losing and a lot of boos and a lot of internal strife where Juan Soto is like, get me out of here. I like New York. I like my apartment. I like New York City, but this is dysfunctional. This ain't it. I do not want to be here anymore. We lost a bunch of games. The fans turned on us. It was not fun to be around these guys. I think there's 0% chance that all that happens. I think that's the only way he says, I want out of the Bronx and I will sign to play in Queens because it can't be worse than here. It's so far-fetched. It's like, that's the only way. That's the only way. The Yankees lose a bunch of games. The fans turn on the team again. And in that clubhouse, these guys are bickering, fighting, arguing where it gets toxic in the clubhouse. Maybe there's too many egos now with Verdugo and Stroman here. And it's just a toxic environment. And Juan Soto's like, nah, I don't want to spend the rest of my career here. It's not going to happen. Let's go to Jersey and talk to Paul. Paul, thanks for the call. You're on the Fan. Hey, that's me. Let's get it.
What's good, my bro?
You know, hanging out, watching UConn and slowly bringing us along with some different topics. We're going to talk about the Knicks and the Nets, and we're definitely going to talk about the Rangers and the trade deadline. And I know the Devils fired Lindy Ruff. My Devils fans, we can speak on it. I spoke on it Monday night after it happened.
Keith, so listen, man, you know you're my bro. You're Monmouth University's finest.
Go Hawks.
And I see eye to eye with you on the Nets and the Devils. I'm a Jersey guy, you know. But I'm a Mets guy, and I see you talking that talk on Twitter, Mets, Yankees, and I see
money.
What's going
yeah,
on here.
Easy, easy.
But listen, before I get into my Mets point, you know, you were talking about the 49ers before the break. And I don't know if you caught this. I was watching the Super Bowl, and it was about, you know, maybe 4 minutes left in the third quarter. And my boy that I'm watching the game with turns to me and he goes, yo, do you realize the 49ers are only playing with 10 men on offense? I said, what? He said, because you can't find a tight end anywhere in San Francisco.
George Kittle?
What was that?
That's a shot at George Kittle?
No, you can't find a tight end anywhere in San Francisco. You know what I mean?
Come on, bro. We got to be more
you
mature than that.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. No, I know.
Yeah, you do. You know what I'm talking about.
Yo, you guys are immature, man.
Come on, bro.
You're out of here, bro. I'm thinking about formations. I'm like, well, sometimes they line up Kyle Juszczyk as like a tight end. You guys got to grow up before you call a fan.
Bruh.
There are children listening to this program. Anyway, during the break, I did go dig up what I was talking about with Daniel Jones. Perfect segue out of the Juan Soto conversation back to Daniel Jones. So CBS Sports put out an article on September 23rd. 49ers players anonymously ripped Daniel Jones for his play in Giants Week 3 loss. Question QB's huge extension. Come on. Before, during, and after that game, the best team in the NFC, their players, like, you know why? Because these players, they know the deal, man. When you play football and you come up through the ranks and you got to earn it every day and you got to get your money and you see guys get paid $40 million and you're a dog and you're not even making $10 million, you're like, nah, I'm calling it out. I'm calling it out. So here's a quote. And I wouldn't even be anonymous. Why do you got to be anonymous? The big bad Giants are going to come get the Niners? Never. The big bad Giants, well, like this current team, they're not stepping up to any of these Niners players. It'll be years before the Giants can rival the Niners again. And what's Daniel Jones going to do about it? Daniel Jones went viral that game. He was scanning the defense. He looked like he was seeing ghosts. And I tried to defend him. I'm like, he's literally that's a pre-snap read. And people are like, no, he's shook, Keith. He's so scared. He doesn't know what he's seeing in front of him. I was like, I just think he's scanning the defense. But that gif, that video of Daniel Jones' eyes, he did look like he was a little scared. So somebody said, the dude did not want to throw the ball. An unnamed 49ers defender told the San Francisco Chronicle. Early on, you could tell it wasn't going to happen. Everything was a check down. At that point, we knew what time it was. Come on, bro. Like, that's your $40 million quarterback. You better get a quarterback that's going to rip that ball. You better get a quarterback that's going to throw it downfield. You better get a quarterback that's not afraid of the defense where he's check down Charlie, not for 40 mil. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, 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 yeah. Far from done. Not done. You got me till 12. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Another 5 hour KM to AM sprint. Let's get back into it. I don't have any calls on the Giants, but I did have a couple more things that I wanted to say about Daniel Jones and even the Niners. And Paul from Jersey, you got to grow up, bro. Like, I'm literally sitting here listening to that joke. Like, George Kittle? I'm like, George Kittle didn't have a good game in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't even know if he had three catches in the Super Bowl. That's not what he was talking about. 877-337-6666. Let me get back to what I was talking about Daniel Jones not having the respect of his peers. So, in that article, let's see, Jones's play also caught the ire of some 49ers players, specifically because of the four-year, $160 million contract he signed with the franchise this offseason. Another anonymous 49ers player called his salary unbelievable. Meanwhile, a second anonymous player called it a travesty. A third said his contract was ridiculous. So not only does Daniel Jones have to deal with the fans and the media in New York, he steps on the field and the defense, they want to kick his ass even more because they feel like he's getting paid money that he didn't earn. He doesn't stand a chance. The Niners had the best defense, best defensive line, best linebackers, and they had added motivation because the Giants paid them. Oh, that's funny. So, one 49ers player speaking with the cloak of anonymity was linebacker Dre Greenlaw, who weighed in on Jones's deal and said, "A lot of people who make all that money don't even deserve it. I think they took a chance when they paid him. I mean, he's not bad, and if you ain't got nothing better..." They defaulted into the situation. They never picked up his rookie option. They never expected him to go on and get a wild card spot and then win a road playoff game. And we talked too much about that Vikings team who were frauds the entire year, similar to how the Dallas Cowboys were frauds. Dalton Schultz is out there taking shots at the Dallas Cowboys. I think he was on Pat McAfee. And Dalton Schultz has gone out there to talk about Jerry Jones. And the fact that, he just re-signed. Dalton Schultz just re-signed with the Texans. The Dallas Cowboys franchise tagged him 2 years ago. Word on the streets that the Dallas Cowboys will not be using a franchise tag on anyone this year. Why? I don't know. Probably because they don't have football guys over there to figure that out. But Dalton Schultz is now speaking on his time with the Dallas Cowboys. And he talked about the culture, right, and how the Dallas Cowboys, like, being at the Star is a distraction because all Jerry Jones cares about is it being, an attraction for fans and all the money they make with visits and tours. And Schultz spoke Wednesday on the Pat McAfee show and was asked about the difference between Dallas and Houston. And he said, for sure, one of the first things that kind of stuck out to me is, like, it feels like much more, I don't want to say college because it's not, but the focus is just football here. You know what I mean? Talking about D'Amico Ryans, talking about C.J. Stroud, talking about potentially the next place that Saquon Barkley goes, Houston. He says, going back and telling some people how kind of being around the Cowboys, like practice facility and, game day, describing some of the interactions and stuff that you see on a day-to-day basis surprised a lot of people over here. They're like, holy crap, that actually happens at the practice facility? You think it's normal, then you come to a place like this. There's people literally going on tours while you're lifting in the weight room. And they've got like a one-way mirror for people to look at. It's literally like a zoo, dude. There's people tapping on the glass trying to get your attention as you're trying to do power cleans and whatnot. It's just different. The brand that they've built, that's what Jerry Jones likes. That's the way they run things, and there's nothing wrong with that. They just don't realize how many eyeballs and how much that can distract players in the locker room and stuff with all those people being in the facility. So he goes on to just talk about how in Houston, he's like, this is a really well-run organization, even though obviously they've had their own laughing stock stuff. I had a week where I compared the Jets to the Houstons and how the Houstons were inept and the Houstons had some terrible things from their owner to Deshaun Watson, but they have cleaned it up and they've got right. He said, I think this is one of the things that kind of scared me about leaving Dallas the most. I wasn't sure what other organizations would feel like. Dude, I got here and I was like, this place is a well-oiled machine. The coaching staff, the coaching changes. I can't speak to the previous staff, but the strength staff is phenomenal. The training staff is unbelievable. And that's what they're about to sell Saquon Barkley on. And meanwhile, you already have $40 million tied up in your quarterback. You cannot give Saquon Barkley any more bread. Like, it's just for what? Like, shout out to, let me go to Twitter, to John on Twitter, who said, Keith, how can you sit there and say they haven't put any weapons out there to help Saquon, but not acknowledge the same thing for Daniel Jones? What has he had besides the often injured Barkley? Jones was at his best with a healthy Barkley, no shot. I said, that's a good point, right? Daniel Jones has never actually had a true one. And he didn't get to throw to Odell when I was referencing the fact that when Odell was on the field with Saquon his rookie year, it hit different. I said they thought Kenny Galladay was going to help. He did not. You guys already forgot about Babytron, right? You guys have already buried that money and that time spent with Kenny Galladay here. I said, I just think we've seen enough from Daniel Jones to know whether he's got a number one receiver or not, whether he's got a running back with him or not. You're hearing what other defenses and his peers think about him. It's not enough for them to build around him moving forward. He's too injury prone and too hurt for you to hitch your future to him as a GM and as a head coach that may never get the opportunity to be a GM and head coach in the NFL again. And I think they're going in a different direction. And that direction also doesn't include number 26. It is what it is. 877-337-6666. I did say I wanted to start talking about the Knicks. And Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the fan. Let's talk a little Knicks before the break.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, what's up? How are you? Talking a lot about how much I love the fact that we are in this podcast era where when the podcast started, there were just a lot of randoms and anonymous people making podcasts, uploading podcasts. You couldn't see them. You couldn't watch them. It was like you liked somebody's voice, you liked how they talked about sports or true crime or whatever, fashion, music, and those podcasts built up. But now we're at this point where former athletes and current athletes have their own podcasts. I hope that Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, which they probably won't, but I hope that they respond to what Paul Pierce said on his podcast that he does with KG, Kevin Garnett. These former Brooklyn Nets, these former Celtics, basically, you know, they have a podcast called Ticket and the Truth, the two nicknames of these guys. And I got a ton of respect for what those guys did in the NBA. They were two players that I enjoyed watching, but now they just seem like old men talking about what was. And I don't think they actually have the proper grasp. So before we go to break here, Paul Pierce made the analogy. He said, I'd be on Instagram and I'd be like, damn, she fine. Then you catch him in person, you're like, this you? First off, Paul Pierce, we know about you, bro. You need to do less of that Instagram. You need to stay off. You like, we seen you, bro. I don't even know. I can say on air, we know about you, Paul Pierce. You're too thirsty. And you're also confused. It says Paul Pierce isn't a believer in the Knicks this year and thinks that they're like an IG model. I think the Knicks are the opposite. I think the Knicks used to be a laughingstock. Now they're a contender, even with their backups being asked to play like starters, like stars. I think they're the opposite, right? Basically what he's saying is it's catfish, you know. The Knicks aren't what they look like. What do they look like? Like, I haven't gone to see them in person this year, but they look like a team that, yeah, they're struggling, but they're still staying afloat. They're still surviving, not having majority of their starting lineup. They're the fifth seed right now. What do they look like to you? They look like a playing team? They look like a team that is staying afloat here. It sucks when you look and see that they've lost 7 out of their last 10, and you think about what that January was like and what February and March could have been if they had stayed healthy. But I think right now you go through this adversity, you're still 10 games above 500, you get back whole and you can make a run at it. And let naysayers say what they want about Jalen Brunson. There's a ton of people that have spoken about his size and that he's not a star player, and I think he'll be ready to prove them wrong. And I think once they get whole again, they can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the East. Now, obviously, we know the Celtics are a cut above, and that's why these former Celtics are talking big like that. But I think people are confused. When I watch the Knicks every night, I compare them to the Nets, and I'm like, the Nets, you don't want to watch the Nets. You watch the Knicks every night, they're in every game. And even though they got smoked by the Hawks last night, it is what it is. You're relying on backups. You don't have your starters. They compete. They play hard. They hustle. They make the right decisions. They're not turning the ball over, you know, stuff like that. I just think that people are so used to bagging on the Knicks. They're so used to laughing and joking on the Knicks that they can't accept that they actually have a good coach, a good squad, and when they get healthy, it's any man's game. We'll see. 877-337-6666. 2 hours left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.